Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, we speak to people making a difference in Bedford County. Now, here's our host, Lloyd Roach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program over News Talk 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and exceptional quality of life that defines our region. Our guest this morning is David Jones. Now, this name may not be too familiar to you, but you sure are familiar with his outfit. He is the president of the Allegheny College of Maryland, and we are here in the Everett campus speaking to him. We've spoken to Leah Pepple on several occasions, but we've never talked to David before. So, first of all, welcome, David. Thank you very much for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it very much.
Lloyd, it's really a privilege to be here and to speak to our community and to hear more about the Bedford County campus of Allegheny College of Maryland.
I guess my first question to you is I want you to give me a little tutorial and maybe a little background on why we use and why we need community colleges in general, because it's a great story, and I want you to tell us about it.
Absolutely. I think the community college, kind of the advent of the community colleges happened after World War II, when veterans came back from service and they wanted to be trained or retrained, and that's when community colleges started. Allegheny College of Maryland started in 1961. We are one of the oldest in the state of Maryland, but it's to serve the community. We are in the community. We listen to the community. We have advisory committees representing members of the community to meet the needs of the community.
There's a lot of mythology out there about these places. It's a place where dumb kids go. It's a place where you learn a trade. It's not like a real college. Could you just kind of address some of that?
Yeah, I think nothing could be further from the truth. The beautiful thing about a community college, including the ACM and the Bedford campus, we are open access, which means we don't have certain GPAs that we require, certain SAT scores, but we have a range from the GED student to the valedictorian from the high school, from the displaced homemaker to the veteran who comes back from serving our country overseas and domestically, single mothers, single fathers who come back, better their lives, better their families, and better the community that we serve in.
I think my contact with community colleges, at least as an employer, has been police officers, teachers, and nurses, nursing programs. And you have all of that, don't you?
We do. Incredible programs. Yeah. Again, listening to the community. Right. Here at the Bedford campus, we have business accounting, business administration, business economics, computer technology and cybersecurity, computer technology technical support, criminal justice, general studies to transfer to a four-year college, nursing, psychology, and sociology, as well as a variety of certificate programs in many of those areas, including data analytics as well. So trying to meet the needs of the local community where our students get trained, they receive job offers and work and serve here in Bedford County and the region.
When you opened this nursing facility here, no, not your nursing facility, you've had that for years, but you have a new facility here, I think. What is it, Lee? What's it called, this thing you have outside here?
It's called the Nursing Simulation Lab.
Right, that was it.
The nursing program has been in Bedford County since 2006, but about 3 years ago, we moved the program here to the Bedford County campus from the Bedford County Technical Center and created a new nursing simulation lab where students are able to practice hands-on clinical skills before they go into the hospital setting.
I mentioned Leah, but I forgot to introduce her. She was here. She is here. She's here very much alive with us today. So thank you. But when I saw that, I was astounded that you could assemble that kind of equipment, but it's so hands-on. I mean, but all that hands-on stuff they did was very impressive to me, because I think that we really need to teach people to do things right now.
And the college has a great partnership with the Bedford County Technical Center, and our program was physically located there, but again, 3 years ago, it was brought here. It's a really a showcase piece of program for our campus. When you first enter the front doors, when you enter the room on the right-hand side, that's our simulation lab. Classroom is in the front area as well. So it really goes to showcase the importance of this college and the nursing program, among our many other programs that we serve the Bedford County community with. And the technology is incredible. When you walk into that lab, you'll see high-end, expensive technology. It's better for our students to be prepared here in the classroom to experience the simulation exercises. Some of the inner patient care rooms at the hospital or their clinicals, they're well prepared to serve the Bedford County community as a nurse.
And nurses are really needed right now. We hear about it all the time, the shortage of nurses. Is that still prevalent? Is that still happening?
Here in Bedford County, statewide, across the entire country, it's a wonderful field where you can go and get a job anywhere you want, whether a hospital setting, a nursing home setting, a school setting. So lots of job opportunities for nurses locally and across the country. Great wages for our nurses, sustain their families, opportunities both regionally and locally as well. When I think of our graduates, many of them work at UPMC Bedford, the Fulton County Medical Center, UPMC Altoona, UPMC the home nursing office here in Bedford County, among many other employers. So there are jobs, abundant jobs for our nurses. And they're high demand, as you can imagine. So the nursing individuals come and they talk to our students and our faculty. And the job placement, anybody who graduates who wants to serve as a nurse has a job available for them.
Tell me how ACM ended up in Pennsylvania. I've never been clear about that.
Over 35 years ago, some of my predecessors and my mentors, Don Alexander, Dr. Jim Snyder, were approached by individuals in Bedford County and Somerset County. They actually wanted higher education. The college going rate, the baccalaureate rate was not high, so they wanted opportunities right here for the citizens of Bedford County. So then they went across the state lines to Maryland, and they approached the president at the time, Don Alexander, and vice president, Dr. Jim Snyder. And they made the commitment that we would make a commitment to come to Bedford County, again, over 35 years ago, and the rest is history. It's been an incredible story of partnership, of community, and again, it was organic from individuals here in Bedford County who saw the need, who wanted to better the community, provide residents and students with a better life and their families, and that's where it started 35 years ago.
This obviously is not your only campus, so where are the others?
Yeah, our primary campus is in Cumberland, Maryland, which is 45 minutes south of here. We have educational sites throughout the region. We have an education site in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. We have a nursing program in Garrett County, Maryland.
Oh, really?
We have a training center in LaVale. We have a school of hospitality and culinary arts in Cumberland, Maryland as well. So a wide variety of sites, as well as offer early college opportunities at many of the local high schools in Maryland and in Pennsylvania.
So it's far-reaching. And are there any limits for where you can go, or you can go pretty much anywhere you want? Could you build another one in Pennsylvania if you wanted to?
I think right now we feel like we are at the right place and the right time to meet the needs of the community. We want to be where we're needed, where there's opportunity, where there's a way to meet the needs of the community.
Now, this is in a dumb question category because I don't know, but are the faculty the same as you would find in a college?
We do. Okay. Really proud of our faculty and staff at all of our campuses. They have a passion for the community college. They see our mission. They live our mission. They're here to help support our students. You won't find a more qualified and dedicated faculty staff than you'll find here at the Bedford County campus and at the Cumberland County campus.
Leah has mentioned to me on several occasions that I've talked with her that this can be a very good prep school for a four-year program. They can start here. How long does it take? 2 years, Leah? Is it?
It depends on the program. Sometimes we'll have students that will spend 1 year with us or 2 years and then transfer to a four-year
another
university
school,
come bachelor's degree. Just depends on their educational path.
I guess my question is, how do the four-year institutions feel about that background? This must be a very good transfer program for them, I would think.
It is. Yeah. Incredible partnerships, and we have articulation agreements with four-year colleges throughout the Pennsylvania, Maryland, throughout the country. We have students who graduate who go on to Duquesne, to Pitt, to Penn State, West Virginia University, UPJ, and many other institutions as well. And they do very well there. We hear from them how well they were prepared, how they feel academically prepared to complete their bachelor's degrees. And several of our programs don't require them to transfer. They can go out and get a job right away. So whether it's to get the specific training you need to get a job right away or to be able to have the skills to transfer, we're here for both those kinds of students.
You know, when I got out of the Navy, I went to go to school, and I had a hell of a time trying to get accepted. I'd been away from high school for over 4 years. And I remember someone gave me some very good advice. He said, you know, it's a lot easier to transfer than it is to enter as a freshman. So I thought, well, that's interesting. So I went to another school for a year and then went to the school I wanted to go to. And he was absolutely right. I went up there and I said, when I transfer, oh, yeah, come on in. You know, no SATs or that jazz. Is that kind of still true, you think? I mean, or
Absolutely. Yeah. I was just looking at some data here that over the last couple of years, we've had students who have transferred to 182 colleges and universities in 37 states. In Pennsylvania, some of them include Duquesne, IUP, Lochraven, Mount Aloysius, Penn State multiple campuses of Penn State, St. Francis, Robert Morris, Shippenburg, Slippery Rock, and Pitt, among many others. And it goes to show that we have those articulation agreements, so their credits that they take here at ACM will transfer to those universities, so they don't lose anything along the way. Their pathway can continue on as they transfer.
Oh, so everything is accepted.
It is. Okay. We have articulation, so you know that our English 101 will transfer to Penn State as their equivalent to our English 101.
So you do teach the humanities here. There are some other things. I just thought it was other stuff. So.
Absolutely. The math, the speech, the sciences, the humanities, the literature. It's all available here as well.
Our guest is David Jones, who's president of ACM. That's their initials, but it really stands for Allegheny College of Maryland. And I noticed that either one of us misspells Allegheny. It's either Pennsylvania or Maryland. I can't figure out which one it is. But anyway.
And a fun fact about me, I was actually born in Pennsylvania, in Bellefonte, so I'm a Pennsylvania native. So hopefully that makes a connection to some folks here in Bedford County. And my mother grew up where the other Allegheny College is in Meadville, Pennsylvania. So that's the way they spell the other Allegheny.
Well, that's why we like radio. We have to learn how to spell in radio. We don't have any pictures to worry about. We can come here in pajamas and do this. It would be great. I do want to tell you, though, that David is not in his pajamas. He's very well-dressed today. He's got a tie on there. He looks very, very presidential. Our guests today are Leah Pepple and David Jones from ACM, and we are in the Everett campus, and they're a beautiful Everett campus. I was wondering if I had a child today and they were trying to make career choices, and I've talked to a lot of high school kids lately, and there just seems to be so much indecision about what they want to do. I mean, I knew exactly what I wanted to do, so I was very fortunate. I knew from like the day I was born practically, but a lot of people don't. So what can you do to help guide them toward that decision?
It absolutely done here. And a lot, like you had mentioned, a lot of students think they know what they want to do, and those who think they want to know sometimes change their mind, but there's an equal number or more who have no idea. They know they want to have a job. They know they want to be productive. They don't know the next step. I would encourage them to come to this campus. Our faculty and staff are incredibly supportive. We have advisors that are here on site that they can come in, help them every step of the way from how to apply to the college, how to work with financial aid to do the FAFSA, how to register for classes, how to be advised into certain programs. And even if they don't have a career in mind, we have career assessment tools that we'd be glad to work with them to meet one-on-one with the students and their families as appropriate to talk about what opportunities are available and what programs ACM can offer to them to help them along their career pathway.
There was a great scene in an old movie called The Graduate. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. But there's a scene in The Graduate where the young graduate is talking, I guess, to an old uncle at a house party, kind of a cocktail party. And he leaned over to him very quietly and said, "Plastics." And he was trying to urge him on to do a career in this particular field. So I wonder if anybody's whispering to anybody here today, what would they say today? Not plastics, would they say fiber optic, or what would they say, you think?
I would say probably it varies on the person. I would say IT, cybersecurity would be one area. Right. Health professions, nurses here at this campus and other health professions are growth areas. And through our partnership with the Bedford County Technical Center, a lot of our continuing education workforce development is a strong partnership, whether it be a welder, advanced manufacturing, or many of the other programs we offer there. So it has both the credit side, the traditional programs like being a nurse.
Let me come back. We're going to talk more to David Jones, president of ACM, and Leah Pepple. And I'm going to find out what you really can study here at this place when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Greg Krug of Lampire Biological Laboratories. You're listening to Bedford County Speaks on FM 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD.
Today's Bedford County Speaks is presented as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association. BCDA President Jen Marsh, along with her professional staff, are building new business, residential, and outdoor recreation opportunities in Bedford County. BCDA builds business parks and fully operational building sites, such as the newly opened Rural Electric Cooperative Operations Center in Business Park 1, or site-ready locations in Business Park 2. In addition, addition to excellent locations for business and industry, BCDA builds relationships that have added millions of dollars and thousands of jobs to Bedford County. BCDA represents a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org.
Now let's return to Lloyd and his guest on Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned to ACM, Allegheny College of Maryland, here in Everett, and we're talking with David Jones, its president, and Leah Pepple, who here is, I say she runs the place. She does run the place, as far as I'm concerned, because that's she's the only one I ever see, so she must run the place. But anyway, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. David, there are so many things young people can study here today, and it is kind of a blur for them sometimes. But you said earlier before the break that you do a lot of direction toward people's careers. What kind of careers can they anticipate if they come here?
Yeah, as a community college, we offer both the credit programs here on campus as well as the workforce development programs in partnership with the Bedford County Technical Center. So we are here to help support students whatever stage or phase of life they want to go into, and also have incredible, as I mentioned earlier, incredible advisors, our faculty staff, to sit down and not to tell them what to do, but to listen to them, to help gauge their interests, to give them career inventories and help steer them in possible directions. On the credit side, their traditional 1 or 2 year programs, it could be the programs people have heard about, whether it be a nurse or a computer cybersecurity specialist. It could be the many business programs we offer, general studies to transfer to a 4 year, psychology, sociology, but also certificate programs for those that want a shorter term, 1 year program here at ACM to get a job.
Can I stop you there? What is a certificate program? Is that like a license to give you a certain amount of training to go get a specific job?
Yeah, a certificate program is a 1 year program, 30 credit hours, where traditionally a 2 year associate degree is 60 or more credit hours. Eliminates the amount of time, but still gives the basics you need to get a job in the workforce. It's a credential. Yeah. So a local bank, a local business may want someone with a certificate in accountant or business marketing and sales. So it gives them the credentials they need to have a knowledge to be able to enter the workforce successfully. And many of these
Wait a minute. You have a sales course here?
We do.
Oh, this is my pet peeve. I told Lee about this. I spent my entire career in sales. I worked in Philadelphia. I went to all the major universities. I said, how come you guys don't have a sales course? Because salespeople, like everything else, is a profession. It's a learned activity. They got to learn how to do it. You don't throw a man or a woman on the street and say, here's your information, go see people. I mean, it's a profession like anything else. You have to know what you're doing. So you teach sales here and marketing.
We do.
I've got 10 people I want to send over here right away. Really, it's very imperative that they do that, because like so many people think that the sales is just something, well, you know, you're a good talker or something like that. Nah, it ain't that at all. You have to know what you're doing.
And in any job, that's a skill set that anybody can use no matter what occupation you're employed in.
I meant to stop you, but that got me all excited.
Other areas, data analytics for a certificate program, criminal justice. We have a lot of individuals who are the police academy, the state police in Pennsylvania. So that's a program both on the associate degree and the certificate program. A criminal justice degree may lead to law enforcement. Again, a needed field for the community to provide public service and support for our community.
I want to go back to the sales thing a minute. If I had employees in that profession, could I send them here to school for a fee for a period of time? Maybe not 2 years, but something you could run them through a course in that? Is that possible? Can you
Absolutely.
Do that sort of thing?
We also have letters of recognition. Mm-hmm. Most of those programs are 9 credits, and there is one in sales and marketing that involves sales and customer service class, an entrepreneurship class, and I believe introduction to business.
Is it something they can take at night?
Courses are actually offered face-to-face and online.
Oh, okay.
So students have the ability, if they take an online course, to do it whenever it meets their needs.
I didn't know you had this. So you have this in other disciplines as well.
We do.
So if I want to buff somebody up in welding, they can come and do that.
Absolutely. Even on the workforce side, the non-credit side, we have computer classes, AutoCAD, basic life support, heart saver, first aid, CPR, the ServSafe certification and renewal courses, welding, state auto inspection, and a lot of personal enrichment courses. And these courses are intended to be short-term to train individuals to either enhance and increase in their current job or to enter the workforce where there are high-demand jobs for the community.
You mentioned state inspections. If I was working for a garage, does that enhance me as an employee to have that?
That's what it's intended for, absolutely.
I think it's important to note, too, a lot of our students will start here at the Bedford County campus taking some general education courses, and then they finish their programs at our Cumberland campus. So in Cumberland, there are other allied health programs like respiratory therapy, massage therapy, dental hygiene.
Occupational and physical therapy assistant programs.
Also, students may go there for forestry or other programs that aren't offered here. So we see a lot of those partnerships. They start here, but finish in Cumberland.
I keep hearing about how hot physical therapy is, because people are starting to realize it isn't just taking a pill. You got to go take care of someone.
Yes.
What am I for that too? Like you do for the nurses?
At our Cumberland campus, there are labs for physical therapy and for occupational therapy assistant programs.
A lot of hands-on. And again, it's a health field, a field that there are jobs available throughout the region. And a lot of our students do start here at the Bedford campus. The credits transfer directly to Cumberland so they can expedite their program entry and graduation. Incredible program. All of our academic programs, both physically at Bedford campus and those that start here and then continue on at the Cumberland campus, they have the certifications, the credentials. The pass rate on national exams far exceed the national averages in our program. So very proud of our graduates. Plus the job placement, 100% job placement. So when they finish their program, they get jobs, which is, I think, what people enter the program to do.
Is this promoted to employers here? Do they know about this?
We do our best. We have a lot of open houses. In fact, we have an event coming up in July, so individuals can come to our public open houses, but sometimes scheduling a time to meet individually with our faculty staff could be even equally, if not even more productive, just to sit down, spend an hour or two, tour our facilities, talk one-on-one, and go through the process. We have a lot of individuals who have never experienced college, a lot of first-generation students that we serve. So helping to help them along the way, wherever they are in their pathway, to fill out the FAFSA. We have financial aid staff that are highly skilled to help sit down and sit at a computer and allow the person to fill out the form. Some of these federal forms are not as easy as others, but they're here to help answer questions and guide the students and their families along that pathway.
Our guests this morning are David Jones from the Allegheny College of Maryland. He is its president, and also Leah Peppel, who is with the Everett campus here. And we're enjoying talking to them very much. I get excited about things like this because sometimes you live under a rock and you don't know things like this exist, and you should know things like that. I mean, every employer wants someone with a little initiative, and going back to school or learning about their business from school is initiative.
It's important for us to meet the needs of our students wherever they are. So we offer a lot of formats to offer the education. We have on-site, in-person, where you come to the class the Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We also have fully online courses where everything is done 100% online. And a new version, we call it hybrid, where you can come in person, you can come watch it online, or do both. So it adds more flexibility based on schedule. So we try to offer as many of our courses on a variety of platforms to meet the needs of our community and our students we
How
serve.
Do you feel about this online stuff? It's new. I think a lot of people are very prejudicial toward it. And while we don't get real teachers that way, I mean, is it working? Is it okay?
Highly effective, and the evaluations show that. And some learners are not as supportive of it, and I think that's why we offer both the in-person and online. A lot of students who take online, the flexibility is incredible. Sometimes have a full-time job, they work, and they need to have that flexibility where they can come to campus on a Monday at 10 o'clock. So that adds to the flexibility that they need to be successful. Yeah, there's a lot of dialogue. Actually, the online courses with our learning management system, a lot of bulletin boards, a lot of dialogue, FaceTime, Facebook time, Zoom time online as well. So you still have that interaction. You may not be in the class, but you still have the interaction with your faculty member and your fellow students.
So I guess you don't have any fraternities or sororities online, I guess.
I don't think we do, no.
Okay. This is great. We're learning about the Allegheny College of Maryland, the incredible things they do in all of these different places. You said you had a Somerset campus. I didn't know that. What do you do there?
We have a site in Somerset, so it's actually in Somerset. It's at the Somerset County Technical Center. We have staff there that we primarily focus a lot on our early college opportunities in Somerset County, but we do offer on-site courses as well. And we have college and career coaches, both in Bedford County and Somerset County and in Allegheny County, Maryland, where they work directly with our high high school students who are taking early college, and not only those who are taking ACM early college, but any high school student to help them along their pathway. So it may be advising them to come to ACM. It may be helping them go on to another institution that meets their needs. So we're there to help support them along the way.
I was talking to Mike Odella recently. In fact, we did a radio show with him, but I'm a tremendous admirer of that organization, the Bedford County Tech Center. But I asked him, why don't you have a course in electronics? They have courses in software, they have courses in computers. Everything in this room we're sitting in now is full of electronics. You've got computers in here, you've got routers, you've got telephones and all that stuff. Is there a need for this? Is this why it isn't there? I mean, do you have one here, a course in basic electronics, or don't you do it?
We don't do it on the credit side. Right. We're actually in the planning stages of doing one on the non-credit side, right. And it's always employer-driven. If there's a need for employers to have individuals trained in that area, we'll offer the training. I think it would start on the non-credit side to give the basic skills, and if there was a need for a credit program, we'd certainly evaluate that.
Most radio stations, AM and FM, operate very large and powerful transmitters. Especially in the major markets like Pittsburgh or Philadelphia, you'll have 50,000-watt transmitters. The people that work on those are all at or over retirement age. Mm. And there are very few people today that know how to work on that stuff. They're looking at a cliff. They're looking for the cliff, to everybody to fall off that cliff, because no one's teaching anymore. There used to be schools that did that. Have you seen anything in colleagues that there may be a need for that? Because high power transmitters will always be with us. It's not, we're not just doing things with iPhones and...
That's a good example. We want to listen to the business community. So yeah. I'd encourage anybody to reach out to me directly. I'd be glad to give my number and email about this program. So if there's a need, we will work to see to offer training both on the credit side or probably on the non-credit side to start. If there's a demand for that, we want to be here to meet that demand.
Well, radio engineers who can work on this are like that guy with his RV and the nurse. We have to go find them from far away, and they're called contract engineers because we can't find them to hire. And if you find one, they're 75 years old. Well, that's good. They're very experienced. However, they can't climb around those buildings anymore. They can't get under equipment.
Lloyd, it sounds like you'd be the perfect professor to teach that course. Is that something I could offer you on the spot, a job in that area?
I would be a terrible teacher. You'd fire me in 24 hours. You're kidding? No. But this is the first I've ever gotten a job offer from a college president. I'm going to write that down. Thank you very much, David. Appreciate it. And our guest is David Jones, president of ACM, and with us also is Leah Peppel from the Everett campus here. We just have a few minutes left. What if I missed here?
I'll just share a little bit about our ACM Early College Program. We've been doing this classes at the high school level for high school juniors and seniors for decades. And we offer courses in art, music, the biology, the chemistry, algebra, computer science, technology, English, history, psychology, sociology, speech, probability and statistics, and others. It's a great way for individuals who maybe aren't sure about college to get their feet wet, to come and take a course at no cost through the generous donors in our community, through the EITC program. And some are on campus, many are at the local high school. It's a great way to get a course, whether you plan to, upon graduation, attend ACM or transfer somewhere else. It's a great way to get your feet wet and get early college classes that will transfer successfully.
You've been terrific, both of you. I really appreciate it. You've been super today, and you've really done a great job of telling us your story, and I look forward to working more with you. President Jones has invited me down to the Cumberland campus. I'm going to go see that sooner than later. I really would like to see it, but thank you very much.
We had commencement last night, and sometimes we say it's our Super Bowl as a college. And for those of you that may have not been there, we had three of our graduates speak. One was a non-traditional single father of two who was in the construction industry, who came back and graduated with the highest honors in cybersecurity. Great individual, great story. Another was a mom who raised her family and was very proud that she stayed home, but did this for herself, and she graduated with her highest honors to be a nurse. And the other was a high school senior who will graduate next week with his high school diploma and graduate from ACM with his associate degree, who will transfer on in a high demand field in the sciences. Three unique stories, but it just shows the depth and the breadth of what ACM and what a community college can offer for the community. Three perfect examples. If you didn't see their speech, you could check out our Facebook page and to see their message. And I think as I sat back and I sat on that stage and I listened, it was a reminder to me of why I do what I do and the value and the importance of ACM in the Bedford County campus.
Is that the best way to get a hold of you on your website? What is your website anyway?
Yeah, easy way to get a hold of us is Allegheny, Allegany, bedfordcounty.edu. You can call our campus here at any time. Be glad to provide that number. Or you can email me directly, djones@allegheny.edu, and I'd love to hear from the Bedford County community.
We want to thank David Jones and Leah Pepple. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org. This is Lloyd Roach. See you next Saturday. Until then, have a great week.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks over 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. The show is heard right here every Saturday at 8:30 AM. If you'd like to hear the program again, visit bedfordcountyspeaks.com. Join us next time for Bedford County Speaks.